Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
I'm guessing by Thursday, we won't even be talking to each other because we spent so much time with each other in the last week. Over the weekend, we had our Burt's Big Adventure Conference where we get to hang out with each other, the whole staff, all of us here, Burt's Big Adventure, of course, the trip we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. And the Burt's Big Adventure staff is there. Also, all our videographers are there. So we hung out all weekend with each other. And it's a really fun weekend for us all because we all get along so well. But dang, I've seen your faces way too much.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, last week, saw you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Now we're back here.
Yeah.
Every day.
From time to time, you guys will ask us like, hey, do you guys hang out with each other after the show also, right? You guys must be best friends after the show. We spend more time with each other in the studio or at work talking to each other than we do our significant others. So going out and like hanging out, we're all done with each other at the end of the day.
need a little break.
Yeah, need a little break.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Right. And yeah. It's not like your typical office where like everybody's kind of doing their own thing or whatever. No, we're forced to talk to each other for 4 hours straight at that. So we're kind of out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there are times where I could say to my girlfriend, you know what? I'm just feeling a little quiet today. I'm a little talked out. Is that cool? And she'll be like, oh, baby, it's totally cool. I get it. We can't do that for 4 hours.
No.
Like, Mo can't come in here and go, guys, I just don't feel like talking this morning.
You know, I'm a little introverted. I need some space.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Too much extroverting this week. Yep. Need to be quiet. It was a really fun weekend. And in between learning about all the kids and making sure they're safe on the trip, we do have some fun. And there was some heated ping pong going on.
Yeah, so I realized that the place we were staying and that fits everybody had a pool table that also converted into a ping pong table. And I'm like, you know, all the years we've been doing this and coming here, I don't think we've ever had a ping pong tournament go down. So I set up the ping pong table, and I was just like, Mo, you're up.
right as I was finishing my second drink. It was a good strategy.
Yeah, right? Mo, you're up. And so we started playing ping pong, and this lot is so freaking competitive.
It's heated, man.
Like, if we can, you know, like, find time, and if we're not sick of each other, we really do need to do a ping pong bonding outing together, because I beat Mo the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I beat Tommy the second round.
Wow, really?
And then Mo, it was so funny because Mo came back. He's like, all right, come on. And I'm like, I need a breather.
Focus.
For some reason, I was sweating.
Yeah.
I was out of breath.
It's funny because at first it started off what seemed like just a friendly game, not thinking much of it. And then as I was sitting over there and Kristen beat me, I was like, no, I have to avenge that. I can't let this happen this way.
That's not going to sit well on your heart.
So she was like, I need a breather. I was like, no, you're the champ. It doesn't work like that. You do not get a breather. And then I we played.
Uh-huh.
That's when like I had to take my hoodie off. I was sweating. Uh-huh. We were both sweating.
Yep.
I needed a Gatorade break. It got real. And then me and Tommy played.
Yeah, because you beat me. So then you became champ.
Yep. Then I beat Tommy. And then I beat Amanda. And I don't know who was next. After that, I was tired.
Amanda told me that she played pretty well against you. So then she and I hit. Was it 11 to 8?
I don't remember
this. That's what she said.
She had some moments. That's the thing. When she played seriously, she was actually really good. Which caught me off guard. And I think she got like 5 in a row and it became a good game.
Yeah. Then she was popping off a little bit. So I said, okay, well, let's go for it. And then I don't know that it gets any more competitive between people than the relationship between either girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, because I did not want to win. I did not want to lose that. I really did not.
So because I missed the game between the two of you.
Yeah.
So who ended up coming out victorious?
I beat her by 2.
Okay,
but there was she went on that damn run.
She got
that mad run.
She
that
has
made
a
me
run
real, real nervous. But because I had, you guys remember, I had that ocular stroke, right?
Oh yeah.
So I can't see out of a quarter of my right eye. So I'm already like, I got a built-in excuse if this thing goes sideways.
Uh-huh.
But nobody's gonna buy that if I lose. But if you guys are gonna, if we're gonna do a bigger tournament based on what I saw from myself and you guys this weekend, I would like to get in on that.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
But the stakes got to be high.
And we got to get a place with some AC because we need this.
And some decent lighting too,
yeah,
man. Because one side of that table was great, and the other one was living on the dark side of the moon.
And it was like stairs on one side too, so you had to keep chasing the ping pong ball every play.
It was super, super fun. And I want to let you guys know that are donating to Burt's Big Adventure. And I said this to the staff before we took off also, is that your money is in really good hands and your kids are in really good hands. This is a very buttoned up, fun staff. I mean, it's the same kind of chemistry with Burt's Big Adventure that we have here on the Burt Show, where everybody gets along with each other and everybody understands the mission and there are no selfish players in the whole thing. And as I looked around there and I saw all the smiling faces and I saw all the prep work that went into presenting us, all the families and what their stories are and what perhaps we have to look for medically on the trip, I did for a moment think, man, you guys are giving us $1, $5, $10, or $100. I assure you that your hands are in really good, or your money is in really good hands, because they have busted their ass to make sure that this trip is going to be great. And it's only 15 days away.
That's bananas.
Crazy.
We are right there.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Grammys were last night, and I have to say, I came in this morning and I really felt strongly. I was like, I don't feel like there were any big snubs. I feel like most people are going to be very happy with the big four winners. Now, of course, there's so many awards for the Grammys throughout the night, but the big four that people really care about are Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. And people were wondering, is Beyonce finally going to get Album of the Year with Cowboy Carter? But let's not start there. Let's start with Record of the Year and Song of the Year, which of course went to Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like.
I don't see how you don't award this song. Yeah. It was the song of the year.
Drake didn't even show up to the Grammys last night.
Which he should
have. Yeah, I don't think he should have.
He did not attend.
Was he nominated?
I don't think he was nominated, but this is the kind of event that Drake wants to have his face at. This is what he's done most of his life when he's not having some controversy with the Grammys. He loves being at stuff like this. He's Drake, right? But not only was he not nominated, but he feels foolish.
Yeah, I think the cultural impact that this song has had has really taken him in. And the fact that he's been fighting it, I actually think makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, yeah, I think you just got to bow out and not be on the scene after that.
And Kendrick had a big night, right?
Massive night. I mean, he was the most awarded artist at the Grammys with 5 awards. Of course, he got 2 of the big 4 categories. So that's 50% of the ones that people care about the most. Here's his speech for Song of the Year for Not Like Us.
All the West Coast artists, man, early on, G Malone, Problem, Bad Luck, K-Boy, Daylight, Mike Stro, these the cats that inspired me to be the MC I am today, Schoolboy, J-Rock, Absol, this is what it's about, man, because at the end of the day, nothing more powerful than rap music. I don't care what it is. We are the culture. It's going to always stay here and live forever. And to the young artists, like my man Punch say, I just hope you respect the art form. That's all. Respect the art form. And get you where you need to go. All right, salute. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all.
I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to have Drake's back here. So if an artist isn't nominated for a Grammy, they typically do not get invited.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't attend. So invitations are extended to nominees, presenters, performers, and other key industry figures with connections to the event.
Dang.
So if he wasn't nominated, there's no reason for him to be there.
That hurts even worse probably for him. Mm-hmm. Right?
Especially on top of the year that Kendrick has had and knowing that they battled. I mean, it's rough.
He didn't even get an invite.
I mean, he should have been invited because the song was about him.
Yeah. He should have sat in front and appreciated it.
It's like, I was the muse. If anything, if you're sitting there, be like, I was the muse for the song that won all those awards.
Yeah, that's not the one you want to be the muse.
No.
With that, I mean, I obviously don't know a ton about the beef, but would that have been sort of a mic drop if he was front row and like stood up clapping when Kendrick won?
Mm.
Would that have maybe put the beef to bed or like one-upped him somehow? Or would he be criticized for stealing the spotlight?
Honestly, I feel like they would make fun of Drake no matter what he
was. And yeah, and that would have been a petty move.
Yeah, it would have been.
Also, the smartest thing he can do at this point is just make better music. Like, think if he comes around next year, like the narrative supportive of that. Mm. Like Kendrick having a massive year with his song, and then if Drake can hit back, which I don't think he's going to, and actually have a big night at the Grammys, to me, that's what I want to watch. That, to me, is the story that I think is the most interesting.
I really think, you know, and I know that we're getting off track here, but the best thing for him to do is like come out with a track called An L Is An L. You know, just take the own the loss, and then just move on with your life. And I think people would appreciate that. And then this thing squashed and you move on with your career.
I mean, when you think about it, the best Drake has been Vulnerable Drake. That's the Drake normally people connect to and like. So you're right. If he was to make a record saying this is what it is, and I think people would be able to keep with that.
It was also a massive night for Beyonce. Not only did she get Best Country Album, but she finally got the coveted, the award that everybody wants to get of the night, Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. This was my prediction, so I'm not going to say I was right, but I was right. Here's her accepting her award.
I just feel very full and very honored. It's been many, many years. And I want to dedicate this to Miss Martell, and I hope we just keep pushing forward, opening doors.
So she's talking about Linda Martell, who is also known as a pioneer of black women in the country genre, which I think is one of the main reasons that Beyonce was awarded both of them, is the fact that she really paved the way for other artists to make a name for themselves in this genre, which has typically not been very open. So I think it was a well-deserved choice for Album of the Year, and I'm so excited for her. Not only the most awarded artist at the Grammys ever, but now she finally has the coveted award of Album of the Year.
She also won Country Album of the Year, and she looked genuinely shocked that she won that award.
So did Nashville.
Yeah.
She was the only one shocked in the room, though. Everyone else was like, yeah. She's like, what?
She did look shocked, and I was mad that people were trying to say, oh, she's acting. We've seen her act.
No.
She was not acting. Okay. I'm sorry, B.
All right, Kanye West and his wife allegedly showed up to the Grammys uninvited and got escorted out. I'll tell you if the reports are true on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Abby's asked a guy to do something with her that she has never asked before. We will get into that in 1 second. I want to ask you this hypothetical question, though.
Okay.
All right. How much would you pay to be on a dating app that you know will find you your soulmate?
How long is it going to take me to find me my soulmate?
A lot of that has to do on your personality.
Because the fees are going to add up.
Yep.
But it's guaranteed.
Well, I guess I'm throwing that in there, but let's just say.
Okay, if it's guaranteed, I'm going to say maybe
$10 a month. $10
a month. $120 a year.
That is the most you would spend to find a soulmate.
That's what a soulmate is worth to you.
Is this low? Well, here's the thing.
Is it low? Yeah. That's like the well drink of dating apps.
That's a great value, soulmate.
I mean, seriously.
Well, the other ones are free, so it's 10 times more than the other one.
How many years am I going to be on it? How many bad dates do I have to go through on it? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of variables here that go into my decision.
Well, I mean, even if you're going to be on it 10 years... at $100 a year, you're still way ahead of the game.
I know, but if I pay more, do I find them sooner? Is it, if it's $50 a month, do I get to end this hell?
That's less than a Netflix subscription.
You don't want to find love.
Hey, not serious.
What's going on with Bridgerton? More important than finding my soulmate.
Touché.
There is a dating service now out in California that is fixing up singles for much more than what you have estimated. They are charging $1 million for their dating service.
We have a huge client base in San Francisco and in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. Usually it's someone that hasn't really prioritized love and prioritized maybe career or other parts of their life ahead of love. Wherever your person is, we will be there finding them for you. We get them, we chat with them, and then we vet them through social media, through background checks, and potentially credit checks if you're interested in that as well.
So $1 million for that, which most do anyway, minus a couple of those things.
Listen, if somebody is paying $1 million to find their soulmate, it's not their personality or their looks that are getting them their person. They're going to find any woman in the LA, San Francisco area, and they'll be like, yep, that's my soulmate. That's there they are.
How many people, they say they have a massive database. How many could really sign up for $1 million?
That's the one I was saying. Yeah, I was like, that's like saying, I'm not going to say because it's an inappropriate joke this early in the morning. Anyway, exaggeration times 10.
All right, so what do you got?
Yeah, so I am doing something with a guy that I've never done before. And I feel like for women, this is usually a 50-50 decision as to whether or not they want to go through with it. If you ask one woman how they feel about this one thing, they're probably all for it. But for the other 50%, they might be a little bit more on edge. And that...
so many dirty jokes too just, early listen, in the morning.
This is not... No, the children don't know, Kristen. Don't know. And what I'm talking about is nothing dirty. It's, of course, talking about something that I'm going to do this week. Where before I go on a date with a guy, we are going to go on a FaceTime date instead of just going straight for it.
Okay.
So on Hinge, when I got to reset my algorithm, thanks to intern Sadie, shout out to you because it was getting dreary in there.
You want to explain that to those that didn't hear it?
Yeah. So intern Sadie came in and basically said, hey, if you tell Hinge that you are over it, they will do the unthinkable and they will reset your algorithm. And they're going to show you all those hotties that they've been hiding from you because they want you to stay on the app and not find love because it makes them money.
So this is right before you unsubscribe. You're telling them I'm out. And then they're like, okay, we're going to give you one more shot.
Yeah,
like,
you go to your settings.
Fresh start.
You say, I'm done. And then they're like, wait, we have hotties. And then they're like, how about a fresh start? So then you press the fresh start button and it totally revamps your algorithm. And then I ran out of likes. Now, to your point, when I ran out of likes, I did something really embarrassing in order to get more likes. Mm-hmm. And I did pay money to get more likes. And I paid more for the likes than I would for my soulmate dating app. I paid $14.99.
Whoa! You are going to find a quality man now.
So anyway, I matched with a dude and I thought he was cute, but the conversation went really well. I feel like it can sometimes just be so boring. You just do the same conversation over and over and over again. It's like, hi, how are you? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. I'm at work. What are you doing this weekend? Can you drink some fun? And it just gets so monotonous.
Is this the conversation you showed me?
This is the conversation that I showed you.
She's not even... When I say the banter was bantering, oh my gosh, it was so good.
Is this the one over the weekend with the white guy with the black guy name?
No. Oh, that's...
Wait, where was I?
Yeah, where were you?
I missed this.
No, do we get to say what his name was?
Yeah, this is not about White Jerome.
Yeah, White Jerome.
I'm not a White Jerome.
That's what I said. And then the next guy that I matched with was not a white guy, but had a very white guy name. I was like, what's going on here? Like, what? This reset button did some crazy ass.
That's funny.
So, yes, this is, Kristen, to your point, this is the conversation that I showed you, confirmed from another source. The banter was bantering.
It was so good.
But here's the thing. I'm jaded. I've been through these so many times where I'm like, you think it's going great. Usually if they're a really good texter, they're so boring in person. So I'm like, you know what? This guy doesn't live in our city. He lives about 3 hours the other way, but it's a place where there's no women. So he has his location set to this city. And he's like, I'm going to come up and we're going to go out. I'm like, no. Like, that's way too much pressure for me. For you to drive 3 hours for me to potentially not like you at all. So I said, why don't we do something that will at least show that maybe there's a connection there. I can kind of suss out your height, see if you're a line or not. And we're going to go on a FaceTime date sometime this week. But I'm just waiting for him to set the date because I told him I was out of town this weekend. So he left me alone, which I love.
Yeah. And you've never done this before. This is like so out of your norm to do a FaceTime date.
I know. I don't like, are we going to sit down with a glass of wine? Are we going to make dinner? I don't know what's going to happen. Okay.
This is such a great idea. I mean, because when you do the same things over and over again, like you have been getting the same results, you got to change it a little bit. So this is one extra layer of filter, which I love. I am very interested, though, to find out when you guys do this FaceTime date, if you save any time at all. This is all about him coming up here at some point, which is the reason why you suggested it. But I'm guessing you're going to put as much effort into your appearance as you would if you were meeting him face-to-face in a bar.
I probably will. Yeah. But then here's the thing. I don't have to drive. I don't have to pay for parking. I don't have to have that emotional 10 minutes before you walk in where you're sweating and you question all your life choices. I can do all of that from the comfort of my couch with my cat's by for emotional support. So
I'm not mad at it.
It should be a good time.
It's a great idea. Well, I mean, dating is, it's all about time. Time, time, time. time. So if you do one of these, because we all know people that can text so well and they're so fast and they're so clever, but then they get in front of you and it's a big zero. So this is a nice halfway point.
No more zeros for me. Good, which is wine in front of my FaceTime camera.
See, this is what $14.99 will get you instead of your base price.
Side. The Burt Show.
So Monday, we do Monday mantras. You know, maybe you're a little tired, not feeling it just yet. Maybe there's something that we saw on the internet that can fire you guys up, get you out of bed on Monday. We got one talking about how to have a peaceful life, and another one is all about perspective.
So the first time I heard someone share this advice, it was a guy named Les Brown. And I wanted
he's,
to...
He's from right here. He lives right down the street.
Yeah, that dude is a genius, man. And I wanted to try it then, but... it actually was harder than I thought it would be. And then I heard Denzel say it, and I wanted to try it again. And it seems like such a simple tweak to your day, but for some reason, a lot of people struggle with it. And what Denzel is sharing in this clip is the majority of us, every time we wake up, first thing we do is look at your phone, or you get on your laptop, you start answering emails. And he's telling you, you have no idea how much it can change your day. And if you do it consistently, how much it can change your life to literally just take 5 minutes when you first wake up in the morning and just sit in quiet, just sit in silence, just reflect and just be grateful. And if you start every day like that, you'll be surprised how much better your life will feel.
Spend a half an hour every morning in quiet time first. Don't go... We're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
It's very hard to do. You do it. Start with 5 minutes. Don't turn on any lights. Put your feet on the floor. Take some deep breaths and say thank you. And then just be quiet. You'll find it very hard to do. When you get quiet, you start to hear things. Whether you pray, whether you meditate, no music, no nothing, just sound. Just try to be quiet first, because what you're reacting to then is peace. Once you get up and grab the things or whatever, what you're reacting to is chaos. You can get addicted to peace, and you can also get addicted to chaos. Make sure you treat people kindly. It's hard. I still do it. Someone cuts you off in the car. It's like, yeah, there you go, Denzel. 2 minutes ago, you said to be peaceful. And now you're like, you know, so we're human. Practice it. Anything you practice, you get good at. Positively or negatively.
You can get addicted to chaos the same way you can peace. Never even heard of that.
I never heard that either.
It's brilliant.
I felt that in my soul. Now, with his life, he probably has 30 minutes to do that every morning. Yeah. Well, what we do for a living, I got five.
Yeah.
We got to get to work. But that 5 minutes has really made a difference in my life.
Throwing this out there, I know Mo's a fan of Les Brown. You are, Bert. Mm-hmm. I am also. Yeah. We've all had something he said that has resonated with us. If he lives down the street, let's try to get him on for a Monday Motivation.
So I've reached out to him probably a whole bunch of different times on Instagram, and I've never gotten an answer back. It wasn't for the show. It was just to thank him for what he was doing.
Yeah.
And I actually asked him out for a cup of coffee.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'm like, you've been so inspirational, man. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'd like to thank you and maybe pick your brain for a couple of minutes. I've never gotten a response back. Mm. Maybe you guys could have better luck.
Keep trying. Yeah. That would be amazing.
It's, right? It's not making me very peaceful.
Bringing me towards that chaos.
Yes, it is, man. What do you got, Abby?
All right, Mo, thank you so much for that incredible and inspirational speech from Denzel Washington. I have the equally illustrious at Princess Milky Molly for my motivation
Milky
this week.
Molly?
Princess Milky Molly. Yep, that's where mine's coming from this week. Because you know what? Sometimes you are in a place where you need somebody who has the credentials and the resume that you want to listen to and steer course to change something in your life and to motivate you to get somewhere. But sometimes you just need someone to make you hysterically giggle. That's what happened to me yesterday when I was scrolling through my For You page and I was having a moment. I was a little down in the dumps. Nothing's wrong. I'm just a woman. And this video came across my feed. And while I do think the root of what she's saying is all about, you know, it can always be worse. You've always got to change your perspective. But it is what made her change her perspective that made me that made me chuckle a little bit.
And I was like, God, please just send me a sign because I cannot get through another day. And I believe that he did. For the other day, I saw one of the most heinous BBLs I've ever seen. And I have borne witness to some pretty botched plastic surgery in my time. I used to work at a really high-end mall in a department store, and it was like every day you would see at least one. But this BBL I saw the other day, it was heart-wrenching. It was the type of BBL where you... like, normal, everyday infrastructure no longer accommodates you. You have to change your lifestyle. It wasn't even funny or entertaining. It was genuinely tragic. I'll be honest with you, I think I needed to see it. I think I needed to see it because that BBL, it just put into perspective. And it made me, it reminded me that I have so much in my life to be grateful for that I just take for granted on an everyday basis.
So you, true, bestie. So true.
You can find inspiration anywhere.
That's hilarious.
Absolutely anywhere.
Even in a bad BBL.
Bad BBL,
I love
man.
You get it.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Cassie, let's stay with introspection here with a would you rather question.
This is a really interesting would you rather question. And I think before we start, we got to get all on the same playing field. So Kristen and Bert, for the sake of this question, you do not have kids.
Okay.
No kids, because I think that changes everything.
I give up one immediately. That was easy. Well, just kidding.
Here's the question. Would you rather guaranteed have the greatest adventure of your lifetime that fulfills your soul's purpose, knowing that you are going to die immediately after?
Oh damn. Man, that's a buzzkill.
Well, no, because you had a fun time.
How long is this trip? How long can this trip last? Is this going to last 25 years?
87 years. Yeah, right.
Well, there's no limit on time, right? So it's whatever, like you may not know it, but the universe hand delivers you, you know, bowed up this perfect package of exactly what you need. And there will never be anything as fun, as fulfilling as this adventure. So it's tailored to your personality, whatever that looks like. Or would you rather be guaranteed to live another 100 years with the knowledge that you will never, ever have that adventure that fulfills your soul's purpose?
Wow.
See?
No, it's not so hard. I'd take the 100 years.
You would?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I could fill up my life with so many other adventures in 100 years that major one, that would have been nice. But to have 100 years to fill it up with B's rather than A's, I'll take that every day.
It's the fill your soul part for me. 100 years without ever feeling like your soul was filled would be, it almost feels like it'd be a waste.
Shoot. Mm-hmm. I could tell mine's halfway done and I don't have that.
Still waiting.
And I still feel really good.
When you put it that way. I've been living with my soul not being fulfilled for quite some time. Yeah. Give me the 100.
Yeah, I feel like the second option is honestly just life. Like, it's just choosing the normal life that we all live, where you are probably statistically going to live around 75, 80, 90 years. And you're constantly going to be searching for something that's going to give you that fulfillment and give you that happiness. And maybe sometimes you think you find it, but then inevitably life happens and something takes that joy away or kind of taints that joy. So the other option, the first option, is something I think everybody with anxiety fears. It's like, oh, things are so good. When is the other shoe going to drop? And the problem is with option one is like the shoe is going to drop. You're going to die the next day. So I think I'm probably going option two, just because I do think at the very least I would have time with friends and family. And I feel like that would be fulfilling enough.
Yeah, due to my debilitating fear of death, I'm taking number two.
Yeah.
Give me the 100 years.
Yeah, because even in that 100 years, I noticed this last night, that it wasn't an extraordinary night, but there me and my son are. He's 17 years old, and anybody with a teenager knows that you rarely get to see them. It's so funny that when people say they're going to become empty nesters when the kids are out of the house, that's BS. You become an empty nester once your kid has a car. So he's in the house last night, and we're not doing anything special. We're watching a movie together, and then he starts filling me in on his life, and I pause the movie, and then we have a conversation, then we start watching the movie again, and I pause the movie, and we're just, that's regular day life. I'll take 100 years of that over whatever it's going to be, 4 or 5 years of this adrenaline, dopamine, amazing life for 5 years, I'll trade that for 100 years of last nights.
And I think the whole thing puts it into perspective, because if you do choose to live 100 years, it makes you relook at your life and those moments, like with your son, that would be a mundane day any other day. You wouldn't look at it. And now you're relooking at it like, oh, this is actually what I want. And if you choose the grand adventure, well, then something is missing from your life and you need to figure out what it is to fill that hole.
So with you going on, you've been driving this struggle bus now for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's your perspective on it? You taking the 100 or are you just taking one day
of peace? I'm taking the 100 and I would even take it if I had to live in the RV for 100.
Really?
For sure. There's so much out there to see. I just think, again, I'd rather have all the B's than just one A.
I absolutely think that your answer is wrong.
Because of the RV?
Based on what you've done the last couple of years. You're the only one that got that question wrong.
Hayes went to the ER last night, okay?
No.
She's okay. She's okay. But yes, to your point, it's nonstop.
Yeah, just take one day of fees. Yeah. Forget about the 100, okay?
Kill me now.
The Burt Show.
I got screwed over by Prime Video last night.
What happened?
Unless I just missed it. I told you guys, everybody that I have been talking to, I will immediately just say, you guys got to start watching Landman on Prime Video. It's so good. Billy Bob Thornton. It's so dang good. And
it's like Yellowstone, but set in like the oil.
The old fields of Texas. Yeah, but it's so good. And there's so many storylines, right? But I got so screwed because either they don't have the same thing that Netflix has, or I just didn't see it, where it tells you it's the last episode of the season. And it ended, and then it rolled over into, I don't know what the heck it was, 1888, 1943, whatever that show is. And I was just sitting there going, like, I can't believe it's over. The screen should blink at you. And tell you, like, I just want to let you know there's no missing this, because you do sit there at the very end of it so empty.
Yeah, that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah. Netflix, I think, is starting to do that. Like, I've recalled with a couple of series, it'll be a little thing that's like two episodes left.
They do a great job on it. And I just might have missed it last night, but it's not big enough. It needs to be in your face, like, because you have to prepare for something like that. I really feel like, now what am I going to do with my time?
It's deflating.
I start missing all the characters, and I'm like, how dare them,
you
man?
Were in a little mini Landman depression last night.
I was just staring at the screen like, how could this be over? All right, so Kristen wants to be into the Super Bowl on Sunday, but she's just not.
I just don't care. I don't care about the teams. I don't really, you know, and the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs, this is going to be their third time. I'm not a massive Swiftie, so I don't really care about Taylor Swift being there. I don't care about the halftime show. Like, I was all about Usher last year, right? There was no way I was going to miss it. Kendrick Lamar, I appreciate, like, what he's accomplished and whatnot, but I'm just not a huge fan of, so I literally don't care about any of it.
How about the fact that you could be watching history? This very well could be the first NFL team to win back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls.
I don't care.
Okay. I did nothing.
You all can tell me about it on Monday.
All right, well, I have my work cut out for me, clearly.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And
yes.
Trying to help Kristen get interested in this Super Bowl.
And you're supposed to bring in one a day.
One a day.
Okay.
Right? So I think I have enough to where I'm actually going to start off with two.
Okay.
And I think this will not only help you want to see what's going to happen, but it may even give you a reason to pull for Philly. And I'm just a disclaimer, I'm not doing that because I'm against Kansas City. I'm going to balance it out. I'm just starting off with Philly.
And then back in the day, like, the Super Bowl commercials were always a huge draw, right? But now we get to see all of them before the Super Bowl even airs, because they're already all online. So it's like, what's the point?
I hate the city of Philadelphia, straight up hate it. So it's almost impossible for me to root for the Eagles, except they have like five former Georgia Bulldogs like starting for them, which makes me want to root for them, but it's Philly.
I know. And so that's why, well, the first story, I will give a warning. It's sad. The second story is not sad. It's something to celebrate, but I think both of them put together will pull at the heartstrings. Mm-hmm. And help you want to see Philly win.
I see what you're doing, because you know my sign.
I do.
And you're playing to my emotions.
That's exactly what I'm attempting to do. I was like, I think this is a good way to bring it out the gate.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys are familiar with this saying in Philly called greasing the polls. So,
oh no, what are they doing to those polls?
It's pole climbing. Yeah. And it's become synonymous with any time that Philadelphia sports They win anything. That's just what they do. They climb poles to celebrate and to show that we're better than you.
Like they climb like light poles and stuff, like telephone poles in the city.
Yep.
I saw this in Washington D.C. when the first year I worked there, the Redskins. That's what they were called at the time. Won the Super Bowl, and I went into Georgetown, which is where everybody was sort of like gathering and partying, and everybody, man, going right up right up the poles, man.
They literally go up there, and sometimes the poles break. Like things happen. So typically, the police are always against this, and they're telling people to not do it. But it's Philly. People don't care. When they sports team win, they're going to celebrate. Now, Philly has someone to play for now because, unfortunately, there was an 18-year-old Temple student named Tyler Cyberpathy who passed away from falling off the pole.
And Temple is in Philadelphia,
in Philadelphia. Yeah. So the Eagles, they heard of this, obviously, and they decided to add it to the list of reasons that they are going to win this Super Bowl, one being for now for Tyler. So I think it'll be interesting to not only watch to see how that motivates them, how that inspires them to play for more than themselves, their family, and their city. Now you're playing for a fan, a super fan, who lost his life. So this now means more to them than I think it ever has or it ever will. And it'll also be interesting to see if people respect that and not actually try to grease the poles as they have in the past if the Eagles do and then win the Super Bowl.
When you said grease the poles, I thought that was something law enforcement did in Philly to like they actually grease them so people couldn't climb up.
That's what they should do. I don't know why they call it that.
Adult entertainment came to my mind.
Mine too. But I was trying to skip past that for my man Tyler.
For some reason, literally my mind didn't even go there.
Now, a good reason and a celebratory reason I think you should watch a Super Bowl for is, I mean, how cool would it be to see someone become only the fourth human being to ever accomplish something? That's not something you see every day. That's not something everyone can say. But there's a wide receiver on the Philadelphia Eagles named Devontae Smith. And if the Philadelphia and himself wins the Super Bowl, he will only have been the fourth human being to win the Heisman, the National Championship, and a Super Bowl.
Wow. Ooh.
Only three other people in history have done that. So
he's not the first.
But he's the fourth.
Wow.
This is what we're doing.
Think of all of the players.
Right.
And all the Super Bowls. National Championships. And you're like, he's not the first.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Nurse, he's out again. That's what people are saying in the comment section when Kanye West hit the red carpet with his wife. But before we get into that, I do want to talk about something a little bit more lighthearted, and that is the women's fashion on the red carpet of the Grammys this year. Because I noticed something interesting that I've never really picked up on before. And I don't know if it's just because a lot of women were specifically doing this thing at the Grammys, and I've never seen it at other award shows before, but I was listening to this interview with pop star Kelsea Ballerini with Entertainment Tonight, and she walked out. She looked amazing. This is the best this woman has ever looked. I've been a fan of her for years. She walks out in this very structured black corset mini dress with this long cape and her hair all billowing, and then she's got her hot boyfriend Chase Stokes from Outer Banks with her. I mean, this woman was glowing. And then she gets up to the interviewer at ET and says, yeah, I'm about to take this thing off.
I love that Chase is the train carrier tonight.
He was like, I got it. I was like, babe.
You look frigging incredible.
Thank you. I need to sleep and I can't. I feel like I have two ribs that are numb right now. As soon as we're off the carpet, I have a comfy dress.
You lose.
Fine.
I'm gonna throw some sweatpants on and cry.
And then we're gonna go to the show in like comfy outfits and just enjoy watching our friends. I thought this was so funny. A, what women have to do in the name of fashion. She's like, I literally can't feel my ribs. But the fact that you're going to spend XYZ amount of dollars on this beautiful gown, get photographed in it, and then immediately take it off. I saw so many women wearing different dresses than what they walked out on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is so crazy. I'm like, why don't just pick one dress? Pick one dress that looks really good, that you can sit in, that you can dance in. Don't change into some random prom looking dress once you're done.
Yes.
Like, just pick one that's versatile.
No, because the Grammy has now become like synonymous. It's almost giving haute couture, Met Gala. Like it's always over the top. I think Lady Gaga was the one that really started pushing the envelope and people, music is very artistic. I mean, and so is acting and stuff like that when you do the like Golden Globes, Oscars. However, I do feel that there is these are artists, and so now they're not just expressing themselves through song, but they're also expressing themselves through fashion. So you have to go so extra. So your red carpet outfit is your standing dress, and then you go and switch into your sitting dress for the show.
This is the celebrity equivalent of when women have standing jeans and then sitting jeans. Okay, now this makes sense. This makes sense.
Because you guys know about the standing and the sitting jeans, right? Like, you have standing jeans, and these are jeans that you can only stand in because when you sit down, you have to unbutton them in order to sit down. Otherwise, you're sitting like this because you can't.
That's every pair of jeans for me.
But Kanye West's wife, I guess, decided to go full comfy on the red carpet because she just decided to wear absolutely, I don't want to say nothing because she did wear a jacket, but then she quickly took it off. So Kanye West and his wife made their red carpet entrance, and he's wearing all black and some glasses. It's very typical Kanye. And then he's walking with his wife, Bianca, and she looks beautiful. This woman has a face card that never declines. And then she's got this beautiful fur jacket on. She walks out and then immediately takes it off. Mm-hmm. And she was basically naked.
She was naked.
She was naked.
So I almost hate talking about this. I know, but everybody's talking about it because he strictly did this for attention, obviously. It's giving prop. I feel like she was used as a prop. Mm-hmm. And people were saying, like, yo, Bianca, blink twice if you're okay, yeah, right? Kind of thing. And and the fact that, like, they weren't even invited. They got kicked out.
Well, that's what the reports are saying. TMZ saying that's not true. I like that story better.
Same.
But how would you even get on the red carpet if you weren't invited? Like, I feel like they have to have security. Like, these are the most famous people on the planet. And I guess if you see Kanye West at the Grammys, red flags aren't going off in your head. But if you don't have an invitation, it seems like you shouldn't be able to get through.
I can't tell if they are just a bad joke. Like, they do this together in order to get people riled up, and they know exactly what they're doing. Because I'm looking at, like, this compilation of pictures of her with this blank stare in her face. Like, she does look very robotic. Like, he's controlling the whole situation. But I also wonder if this is an act because they think that this is somehow some way going to get them more attention.
I think probably in Kanye's mind, he thinks this is maybe like performance art.
I don't know how she feels about it, but when I saw it, I really thought to myself, is this even legal?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Can you do that?
Isn't that public indecency?
I thought it was. I was like kind of shocked that didn't come up.
Like
everything.
Like when they post photos of her, they have to do like the sensors over areas because she's literally nude wearing just like pantyhose, like a little pantyhose dress.
Yeah, it's like gauze or something. So it's very bizarre. He also had a weird weekend on social media.
Yeah.
He said something very interesting about Kamala Harris.
Interesting.
that's a word for it.
You know, I can't say it on the radio. And he unfollowed everybody on Instagram except for Taylor Swift. So he's trying to get attention this week.
Look at me.
Yeah, look at me. Chaperone made a controversial statement to the entire music industry last night. I'm going to play you her acceptance speech. It's got people talking on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.